Coming up on Messenger, first, we'll hear from Abigail Matthew Amorim in our Growing Up Gen Z segment, where we'll dive into her inspiring insights about navigating life post-pandemic. Then, Pastor Edwin Martin will take us on an exciting journey with the Pathfinders as he shares valuable lessons on memorizing scripture. Finally, we'll wrap up with the second part of our interview with Pastor Douglas Pereira as he reflects on the transformative 2024 International Pathfinder Camporee. Stay tuned for an uplifting and faith-filled episode. Welcome to Messenger. I'm your host, Adriana, and today we're focusing on the importance of memorizing Bible verses. In Genesis chapter 16, we see Hagar in a moment of despair, running away after a difficult situation. But even in the wilderness, God sees her and speaks to her. This is where Hagar calls God El Roi, meaning the God who sees me. When we memorize Bible verses, it's like carrying God's promises with us, even in the wilderness moments of life. Just as Hagar experienced God's presence and care, we can remember that He sees us and knows our needs. By memorizing scripture, we equip ourselves with God's truth and guidance, ready to face whatever comes our way. If you'd like to support our ministry and help spread more messages of hope, consider becoming an agent of hope. You can donate by prayer or financial contributions. You can donate by Interact e-transfer to Agents of Hope at hopetv.ca or by phone at 1-855-4-HOPE-TV. If you prefer, you can send a check payable to Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada at the following address: Hope Channel Canada at 1148 King Street East, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H1H8. Let's keep God's word in our hearts and continue to share His promises with others. Today we're studying the life of Saint Athanasius, a man who stood firm in his faith despite facing great opposition. Joining me today is Abigail Matthew Amorim, an undergraduate student and columnist for the Messenger magazine. Let's explore what we can learn from his unwavering commitment to the truth. Welcome, Abigail.
Thank you.
What can we learn from Athanasius' courage in standing firm in his beliefs despite facing exile?
Well, I think we face similar circumstances today in many ways. People are always worried about like getting canceled and things like that. You know, Athanasius was canceled big time. He was exiled five times for 17 years. But he did not waver in his commitment to telling people that Jesus was Lord and that He was God. And that's something that I think is really important. Just because people are against us doesn't mean that we have to give up. Just because people don't like the things that we're saying doesn't mean that we have to just quiet down or complain. You know, it's okay to get canceled so long as we're firm in the truth. Some things are worth fighting for.
Yes, definitely. How can we apply Athanasius' persistence in defending the truth to our own challenges?
I would say that prayer and perseverance in all things are really important. Knowing that God is with us, we can endure anything. Like, that's in the Bible all over the place, is that, like, we have to persevere. I think Paul writes that, like, the one who perseveres to the end will be saved. So just being consistent in standing in our beliefs and standing in the truth and letting the cards fall where they may. Other people are going to do what they're going to do, but we need to be persistent and we need to be consistent in what we believe and what we practice.
Yes, so true. Athanasius remained peaceful and steadfast in conflicts. What does this teach us?
I would say, like, I really like his example because he wasn't a big fighter. He didn't go and, like, yell at people. He just accepted his exile and wrote books and prayed for people. And, you know, we don't have to be those YouTube comment section warriors all the time. We don't always have to be fighting. Living the truth is enough. John 1:5 is one of my favorite verses. It says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it." And I think you see that example in so many places, and in his life is one of those places where, you know, the light of the truth is going to shine, and nothing can stop it. God's truth is always going to prevail.
That's amazing. How can we, like Athanasius, stand firm in truth without resorting to anger?
There's a proverb that says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." So I think it's always just important to remember that we don't have to, like, just as what we were talking about before, we don't have to be always pulling out our sword and fighting people. We can be gentle and quiet and have that spirit that Christ had of humility and gentleness, and that's going to speak for itself.
I agree. How can we live out the message of Exodus 14, verse 14 in our daily lives?
So Exodus 14, 14 tells us that God is going to fight our battles for us. And so we only need to be still. And so, you know, praying and just living that Christian life, despite what other people say, believing what we believe and standing up for that and living that out in our lives. And people can say whatever they want. They can cancel us if they want. They can exile us if they want. You know, we don't have to fight with them. God is strong, and he's going to defend us.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Let's take inspiration from St. Athanasius and remain strong in our faith, knowing that truth will prevail. Stay committed to your beliefs and let God's truth guide you. Hello, everyone. My name is Tiffany Campbell Daly from Agents of Hope, and I hope that you're doing well. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for taking your time to watch the Messenger program with Adriana Joy Lewis. Your support means so much to us, and we hope you have been inspired by the stories that have been shared so far. Be sure to catch each new episode on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. I also wanted to share with you how you can join this movement and become an agent of hope. Most importantly, we desire your prayers. Please remember those who are involved with Hope Channel Canada and the production of its programs, as well as the different initiatives we will have launching throughout the country, and for the hearts of people all across Canada to be open to learning that in Jesus, there is more to life. We also appreciate any time that you have to spare in order to volunteer with one of our projects. Please feel free to contact us at either agentsofhope@hopetv.ca or visit agentsofhope.ca to have your questions answered. Lastly, your financial support would be greatly appreciated, and any amount makes a huge difference in impacting Canadians. Please visit agentsofhope.ca so that you can donate online via debit, credit, Google Pay, or Apple Pay. If you prefer to donate offline, you can e-transfer us at agentsofhope@hopetv.ca or mail a check to Hope Channel Canada at the following address: Hope Channel Canada, 1148 King Street East, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H1H8. Thank you once again for joining us on this journey, this exciting journey. Now, let's switch our focus to Pastor Edwin Martin, the Pathfinder Director at the Ontario Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Today, he'll be sharing an exciting lesson on the importance of memorizing scripture and how it helps strengthen our faith. Pathfinders, get ready to dive into the Word with Pastor Martin.
Hi, Pathfinders. It's Pastor Martin, and today, we're talking about something really important for our faith, memorizing Bible verses. Did you know that learning God's word by heart is a great way to stay connected to Him, especially when life gets tough? Memorizing verses can help us remember God's promises when we need it most. Think of the Bible as a toolbox. It has all the tools we need to fix the problems we face in life. When you memorize verses, it's like carrying those tools with you everywhere you go. No matter the situation, you have the tools ready in your heart. A great verse to start with is Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When you feel unsure or lost, these words remind you that God's word can guide you through any situation. Let's make memorizing fun. One cool way to learn a verse is by turning it into a song. You can create a little tune to go with the words. Another way is to write it down on sticky notes and put them around your room. Every time you see it, say the verse out loud. Repeating it a few times each day will help you remember it. When we memorize scripture, we are filling our minds with God's truth. When tough times come, whether you're sad, scared, or upset, you can remember those verses. They can give you peace and confidence. The words of the Bible have power because they come straight from God. Here's a fun challenge for you and your friends. Pick a Bible verse and see who can memorize it the fastest. It's a great way to encourage each other and build your faith as a team. Memorizing Bible verses isn't just about learning words. It's about staying connected to God's promises. When we fill our hearts and minds with His Word, we're reminded every day of His love, guidance, and plans for our future. Jeremiah 29:11 is just one of the many verses that can give you hope and courage. So, Pathfinders, let's make it a goal to memorize at least one Bible verse this week. Start with Jeremiah 29:11 and see how it brings you hope throughout the day. Remember, God's word is always there for you, guiding you every step of the way.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ivaldo Vicente, and I'm the editor of The Messenger magazine. I trust you've been enjoying the programming on Hope Channel Canada so far and have been inspired to bring hope to your community as well. Thank you for watching each new episode of The Messenger on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're excited for this partnership in bringing our magazine to life in a different way. I do want to take a moment to remind you of all the ways that you can watch The Messenger. You can visit hopetv.ca or on our YouTube channel at Hope Channel Canada. You can also view it on the free Hope Channel app, which can be downloaded onto your phone or tablet via the App Store or Google Play Store. You can also download the app on your smart TV via Roku or the Amazon App Store. And make sure to select Hope Channel Canada. Finally, we're also on cable TV under channel 893 on Eastlink, Delta, and Coastal, and also channel 94 on City West. Now, lastly, I do want to share that as you're watching these programs, you may be wondering how you can get to know more about Jesus and how He can bring more to your life. As Hope Channel Canada, we always say, there is more to life. And so if you want to find about that more, we have a Bible study platform called Hope Study that can help you do just that. Please visit hopestudy.ca to learn more and register yourself. Thank you again for watching and joining us in this movement of letting Canadians know that with Jesus, there is more to life.
Thank you, Pastor Martin. Now we're excited to welcome Pastor Douglas Pereira. He is the Director of Operations at Hope Channel Canada. Pastor Douglas joins us to share about the transformative experience at the 2024 International Pathfinder Camporee. He'll talk about how this event impacted thousands of young people, including our Canadian Pathfinders. Let's hear about the powerful moments, the challenges, and the spiritual growth that took place at Camporee. Welcome back, Pastor Douglas.
I'm glad to be here.
Pastor Douglas, you mentioned that the evening programs had a profound spiritual impact. Can you tell us more about what made these sessions so special?
Well, the evening programs were one of the highlights of the Camporee. Many people would go at around noon to take a special place or close to the stage to watch this beautiful evening program.
Wow.
They will stay there for hours just having a special VIP, let's say, place for the evening show. Mm-hmm. The evening would have a powerful messenger by the preacher. We'll have some entertaining music. We'll get to know a little bit more about what happened during the day, some baptisms. But I think the kids were looking forward to that play of the life of Moses. And the soundtrack, the music, the actors, they delivered so well. So it's as you were back 4,000 years ago, right? And seeing a close hand, the plagues, right? Mm-hmm. And the Exodus, right? Mm-hmm. So they want to see how that play and the music, and it was very moving. And each message, the preaching component match what they will be watching, right? Related to that story. So you have an application for nowadays to a story that took place so long ago,
yes.
Right? So I think that's the challenge sometimes when we study the Bible. We just stay there in the mm-hmm. past. But somehow the Camporee was able to bring how that impacts you today, right? How you would play that experience, that situation nowadays. And I think that was so beautiful, right? So I tell you, my son especially, He would not miss the night show for nothing, right? No matter it's cold, it's raining, I want to be there. He want to have a good seat. He want to meet the actors. And Daddy, is there a way for me to get the soundtrack so I can practice and sing as well? So it was beautiful. And I'm mentioning here him just to relate an impact in a child, right, of that play.
That's amazing. One of the highlights was the baptism of 99 young Canadians. How did this moment reflect the core mission of the Pathfinder ministry?
We are here to lead kids to Jesus Christ. The kids, they are entrusted to us so we can help them, educate them to Jesus. And the Pathfinder ministry exists to help the kids to put their foundations of their faith and surrender to Jesus. And we know that one of the public ways to demonstrate that I have surrendered to Jesus is through baptism. And it was beautiful because I was interviewing the kids that were being baptized, and some of them said, well, we were watching the videos from the previous campery and watching the drama, the activities, and the baptisms. And they said, if one day I'm able to attend a campery, I want to be baptized there.
That's beautiful.
Yes, and many of them made the decision prior to arrive at the campery.
Wow.
Some made the decision there, right? Mm-hmm. And as I was interviewing those kids, I asked, why? What that means to you? And they would say, I love Jesus so much that I want to spend my life with him. I want to tell everyone that I love Jesus Christ and I want to serve him. So I think that commitment, and I tell you, just for that, the campery was enough. If just one Canadian kid had that made that decision, it would be enough. Because Jesus would die if it was just for one person. So as we think, it's a big event, 65,000 people, all the investment, time, and all that. But if we are saving kids, and 99, right? And I may think that other kids got baptized, other Canadian kids throughout the week, and maybe we missed that count, but anyhow, we praise God for that, because mm-hmm. at least Canada was able to provide to heaven 90 parties, right? Luke 15 talks about that. Every time someone surrendered to Jesus, there's a party in heaven. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So Canada was able to give 99 parties in heaven.
That's so meaningful. As someone who has experienced the impact of a campery firsthand, how do you believe these events shape the spiritual experiences of young Pathfinders?
You know what? Your question took me to 1993. I was a Pathfinder, I was at campery, and I was enjoying every second. I was involved in every activity. And the preacher was amazing. And every night he had an altar call for you, baptism, altar call to leave the world behind and follow Jesus. But on the Saturday morning, he had a different altar call. He made a call for those that would be willing to dedicate their life to Jesus as pastors, as missionaries, as teachers, as nurses. And I remember that moment the Holy Spirit spoke to me. It was one of the most clear moments in my life. I felt God calling me. Remember Samuel? Samuel. It was not Samuel, it was Douglas. Douglas, I'm
wow.
calling you. And I remember it was just three or four of us that accept that call. And I was one of them. That our club, it was sitting in the back, and I just walked that long walk towards the podium, and the pastor prayed with me. And that moment, I decided that I was supposed to be a pastor. So being at the campery and seeing my kids and other kids having the opportunity to make that decision, it spoke and resonated a lot with me. So that's worth an investment. Any challenge that we face related to weather cannot hide, right, that important impact in someone's life, right? What if I have not attended that campery in 1993? What if? I don't like to play that what if game. I like to understand at that moment God had a plan for me, and I said yes. And I know in eternity, as we look back to the records of the 2024 International Campery, we will see many decisions of people for Christ, to serve him in different capacities, whatever they are, to be a light of God's kingdom here on this earth.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
Yes, I think I would like to give a word of encouragement. I want to thank you, everyone that is involved in the Pathfinder ministries, the pastors, the club directors, the staff, the parents. Thank you so much for your investments. I know sometimes it's a challenge. You need to change your schedule to accommodate the activities of the Pathfinder Club. I know sometimes it's expensive to send them to a camporee or another activity, but you are investing in the kingdom of God. You are preparing a child. You're raising a children to follow Jesus. And that there's no price for that. So thank you so much. If you in your church there is not a club, please try to plant a club. If in your church your club is struggling, volunteer yourself to make this difference, because we are dealing with eternity. May God bless you. May God protect you. And let's do whatever we can to raise our kids in the Lord.
What a life-changing experience. Thank you, Pastor Douglas, for sharing how the Camporee continues to inspire and shape the next generation of leaders. The impact of this event will surely be felt for years to come. Thank you for joining us today. Just like we learned from Genesis chapter 16, memorizing scripture helps guide us through life's challenges and reminds us of God's promises. When we fill our hearts with his word, we are better prepared for whatever comes our way. If today's episode inspired you, consider becoming an agent of hope. Your support helps us continue sharing these powerful messages. You can donate by Interact e-transfer to Agents of Hope at hopetv.ca or by phone at 1-855-4-HOPE-TV. If you prefer, you can send a check payable to Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada at the following address: Hope Channel Canada at 1148 King Street East, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H1H8. You can also subscribe to the Canadian Adventist Messenger magazine for more inspiring stories and reflections. You can receive a free subscription through your local Seventh-day Adventist Church in Canada or opt for a yearly subscription for just $20. Thank you again for being with us. Keep spreading hope and being a messenger in your community.